This is Ozarks at Large. Those who pay attention to or peddle in speculative Arkansas politics received some interesting news last week. Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be leaving her post as White House press secretary soon. Within minutes, discussions, fueled by a tweet from the president, began that she would maybe consider running for governor of Arkansas, an office her father held for more than a decade. As part of their regular weekly conversation, Roby Brock from Our Partner Talk Business and Politics and John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, discussed that possibility. Roby asked John Brummett if we should really expect her to be seeking the office.
Well, goodness, Roby, what is this, 2019? We're looking, there's a lot
we
of things.
We can't get too far ahead of ourselves.
There are a lot that could happen between now and then. However, based on current situation, based on the dynamics as I see them at the present time, I think she has an abiding, rich, active interest in running for governor.
What would be her advantages for running? Run through the laundry list of things that she would bring as skills to that particular position or assets.
Well, just the political assets would be largely the political affiliations. She has been, in many ways, the face and voice of a president who among the Republican primary electorate in Arkansas, has an 86% approval rating in your last poll. This is good. When you're going to run in a Republican gubernatorial primary in Arkansas, and the man for whom you work, who has an 86% approval rating and is followed by zillions on Twitter, publicly tweets that he thinks she'd be a great governor and hopes she'd run, and he didn't do that in a vacuum. She surely wanted him to do that. The Huckabee name is still magic in Arkansas among Republicans, even though Mike Huckabee has left the state, even though he's become sort of a even more polarizing figure, there's still great goodwill in the Arkansas Republican Party and among independent voters, too, for him in Arkansas. So there's that. Then there's her own skill. She's a celebrity in her own right. And she also has political talent. You know, she was campaign manager for Bozeman.
That's right, 2010.
I think she and her husband were consultants in some way for French Hill. French Hill has some association there. I know she put together a big late season rally for French Hill in a Conway downtown park when they thought Pat Hayes might give him a little trouble. She brought in Dad and Tom Cotton and everybody spoke. So, and she's had success as a consultant. She is Ouachita Baptist Republican clique. She's big in that. She brings her own skills, but I think this is why people are upset with me on the left. I'm saying if she right now she would win, but to me it's just obvious. I'm no disrespect to Griffin or Rutledge in terms of their political appeal. They would be viable, strong candidates absent her, but I think because of those things I just mentioned, she is locked down in Republican primary right now, and Democrats in Arkansas right now can't get more than 35%.
Right.
That looks like she has a very good prospect of being governor based on circumstances right now. Now, Trump gets beat next time, further legal trouble. Who knows? Maybe she changes her mind about what she wants to do. But you asking me now, based on the dynamics currently in place, that's what I see.
Is it a liability for her that she probably does not understand how state government functions particularly well? That is something that's a function of budget, as you well know. You've got DHS programs that kind of dominate a governorship. You've got economic development. You got to have some skills there in development. She doesn't have any of that experience. She doesn't know some of the subtleties of the state budget process. Does that work against her possibly, and maybe to someone else's advantage in a Republican primary?
I'm going to say no. And I'll get the best example of a person who ascended to the governorship, who got through it for 11 years and created a pretty decent legacy for progress and pragmatism. Her father, I think after 11 years, he didn't know much about the state budget. I mean, no offense, I think he's a communicator. He's not a technician. He liked to say, I'm not the chemist, I'm the pharmacist. In other words, y'all go make the drug, I get over here and sell the drug. Legal drug,
right.
Legal drug. So he understood that. So no, I don't think so. I think that's what you use against her, that her qualifications are not appropriate to the job. We've had a series of really accomplished detail-oriented, effective leaders, well, a series, two, BB and Asa Hutchinson, and people maybe...
Asa's skill set in state government was not particularly strong.
He's got it now, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree, he has it now, but he had a learning curve.
He had run major federal agencies and been deputy director of an even more massive, a vital new startup federal agency. So he had that kind of experience, and she doesn't have it. Her experience, she has been a trusted inside aide to the wildest president of modern times. The Washington Post says she talked him down from some things, that he took her into the Situation Room for occasional things without any resume that I could tell, and that he's on the phone to her every morning wanting to know why he's being treated so poorly in the press. I think, though, in modern politics, she's got, as Bubba McCoy says, being governor of Arkansas is a snap after doing that. But yes, if I were Tim Griffin and running against her, I would say, I've been doing an apprenticeship for 8 years. I know how this budget works. I've studied human services. This is an administrative, managerial, detail-oriented job. That's the deal. But in politics, celebrity, name ID, Trump's right now.
Yep.
In Arkansas.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Roby Brock is with our partner, Talk Business and Politics. More from their conversation, including casinos and legislative ethics, can be found at talkbusiness.net.